Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We like it when you hang out there. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. New stuff every single day. Maybe a little bit on the weekend we don't do it so much, but all the other days, pretty much all the time, something new there. And so I hope you'll check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. In fact, you can find the body of work that Norm Brodsky has given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. And you can see some of the things that he's told us that are evergreen, some things that his wisdom is enduring. So you can find him there. Also, his book, The Knack, is available wherever books are sold, right, Norm?
Correct, Jim.
And they can find your articles. Every month you write your different column in Inc. magazine, right?
Yes, we do. What we've been doing lately is answering readers' questions.
What have they been asking you?
Well, they're concerned about the economy and what they're should they start a business now?
What do you tell them about that?
Well, I tell them that the last three companies I started were all in recessions.
Mm-hmm.
It was coincidental. I didn't think about it at the time doing it. So I think, as a matter of fact, and we've talked about this before, is that recessions are and downturns are a perfect time to start a business, because you're going up against your competitors, and your competitors already have fixed overhead, and you're coming in clean. You don't have as much overhead. You don't have as much baggage, and you can become very competitive early on. So it's a good time to start a business.
It's a good time in terms of a recession, any particular recession. But this particular one is different, Norm, and I predicted 2.5 years ago that this recovery following the recession would not generate the kind of startup dynamic that we've seen in the past, and primarily because the financial markets were not there, the equity wasn't there, the
exactly.
Personal credit wasn't there, and that has come to pass, Norm,
hasn't it? Yeah, it has come to pass, and part of the problem were a lot of startups, they when they start up, they get family money, they get friends money, and that money isn't available. They need that
right.
money to live on.
That's right.
So even though it is a good time to start a business up, it's a much more difficult time to start a business.
A recession
is a
good time to start one. This particular one is tougher, but I want to move over to the people who are still in business. One of the things I've been predicting, Norm, is that, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is that if you're in business and if you survived the Great Recession, you figured out how to run your business. You know more about micromanaging your business than you ever did before. You've gotten pretty darn good at it. As the economy picks up, whereas in past recessions, you were going to have a bunch of new startup competitors, you're not going to have that many now. And I believe that going forward, the people who are still in business, who made it through the recession, I believe they're going to have great success and great profitability. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that, because here's what's happened if you're able to survive this malaise. Number one is you're operating very smartly. You don't have excess inventory. You don't have excess personnel. So you're doing with less, you're doing more. Number two, you've gotten closer. If you're smart, you've gotten closer to your customer. And I've preached this for the last 3 years also, that now is the time. Don't cut your prices. Just give extra service. Go and see what your customer needs, what they're lacking, what you can help them
right.
with. That doesn't really cost you anything, but it's a value added. So if you've run your business and have, for the last 2.5 years, as you said, they've succeeded, you're closer to your customer, you're running the business leaner and meaner, and it'll be a long time. You know, it's like I talk about, you know, we sold our house that we lived in for 30 years, and when we sold it, we cleaned out all the junk that we bought when we went away all the time. You buy all these knickknacks.
Yeah.
So my wife and I said, we're never buying knickknacks again. And so when we go away now for the next 10 years, we didn't buy a knickknack. It's the same thing with your business. You don't have those add-ons.
Right. Well, yeah, we've learned the difference between need to have and nice to have, haven't we?
Yeah, the difference between what we call necessities and wants. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly. And also, this is another thing, Norm, that I think is going to be a dividend, is going to pay dividends going forward, is we've learned how to do this without any leverage, with very little leverage, very little debt.
Right.
We're not only deleveraging, we're not adding debt, and so I think that's really going to help the cash flow, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is. And what happens is that, you know, you get a little fat and lazy when things are great, you know? And when things aren't so great, you use your mind. You become innovative. How do you survive? And so that, when you get out of this recession, will last for quite some time before you get to the fat, lazy stage again. Mm-hmm. Hopefully never, but you do.
I think
and
you're
you
right.
Watch your cost.
That's
most
right.
Important.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, the most important part during this time is to watch those creeping expenses. A lot of people don't pay attention to little things like everybody pays attention to health care. But insurance, there's ways to cut your insurance or trim back your insurance so it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
You know, you have to look into all the things that you spend and stuff like that. So you're an eagle eye now because you have to be. The trick is to remember this when things get a little better.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more of Norm Brodsky's wisdom right after these messages. His book is called The Knack. Norm Brodsky and Bo Burlingham wrote that book. They're both columnists for Inc. magazine. Be sure to check out Norm's byline there in the next Inc. magazine. I'm sure he's on their website too, Inc.com. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.